This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. I cannot tell you how or why I survived. I do not know myself. So begins the book about musician Daron Cravan. The book is called Music Through the Dark, A Tale of Survival in Cambodia. The author, Brie Lafreniere, met him when she was working with refugees.
There's often stories that I really wanted to keep from my memory, so I would just write them on a piece of paper and put them in my desk. But when I met Daron one day, he told me a story that made me cry and shake for 3 days, and I could not get that story out of my mind.
Daron Cravan still cannot bring himself to read the book about his life in Cambodia's killing fields. Producer Dime Roberts visited him in Tacoma, Washington, and has this story.
Daron Cravan came from a musical family that totaled 11 people. He was immediately drawn to the accordion and took to it instantly.
First, I touched the key, but no sound at all. And then I said, oh, he had to put the accordion on his shoulder to make that voice, that sound, and then I start to play, and then... You know, my brother, the oldest one, he play drum, he play violin, flute, and tro, that's the name of the Cambodian violin. My other brother, he play guitar, drum. Another brother play, younger one play guitar. So we have a band play together with just for fun, for the family.
But Daron's family came to an abrupt and tragic end when the Khmer Rouge took over on April 19, 1975. Daron was 21 years old and going to college when the tanks with soldiers rolled into the cities. They rounded up people and took them into the fields and forests to start a new agrarian life. Anyone educated, professional, or capitalist, meaning westernized, was executed. Daron, who was wearing a shirt and tie, was immediately singled out.
They said, who's a doctor? That man, he raised a hand, and professor raised a hand, soldier raised a hand, and then they said student, and then I raised my hand.
One of his brothers was with him at the time, and Daron appealed to the soldiers to keep them together, but they refused.
7 soldiers come to escort us to the forest, and that time we start to know that we must be killed, and so we just walk until the person, I think he's a doctor, he just move his head and then they shoot him.
The surviving 10 men knew they had to do something. Together, they overpowered the soldiers and ran into the Cambodian forest and tried to survive in the wilds toward the Thailand border. They had nothing to hunt with or anything to keep them warm when it rained. Each day, they sent Daron, the youngest and most able, to climb the tallest tree to look out for wild animals or worse, the Khmer Rouge soldiers. Even then, Daron was composing music, finding inspiration from nature.
You know, in the forest, there are like a snake, cobra, tiger, elephant, and different kind of wild animal. So that's not easy to live in the forest. But also, you see the beautiful thing in the forest. I can see the birds. I can see the mountain. I can see everything except the faces of my family. So that's why I create that song in my brain that time. I call it The Top of the Tree.
One by one, the men died of starvation or were killed by predators or soldiers they encountered. At one point, Daron tried to cross the border to Thailand through the minefields. Daron, to this day, believes the animals came to save his life. A deer ran in front of his path and was blown up, then a rabbit. Rather than risk the minefields, Daron surrendered himself to the Khmer Rouge and was put to work in the camps. There, he farmed without tools.
You know, even the corn, I have to steal my own corn that I grow, and then they not allow you to do that. So that's why you cannot possess anything. You must be killed if you steal that.
Daron worked in the killing fields through the entire reign of the Khmer Rouge until 1978. He says he wouldn't have survived if something miraculous had not happened.
Go to the forest a little bit and pick the leaf of the tree to eat, to fill up my stomach. And I just saw the accordion on the stem of the tree. And then they said, ooh, who is it? Who's it belong to? Whose accordion belong to? And then I said, oh, I want to touch. And then I'm really surprised. And then I said, wow, that's a dream really come true. I just think about that, and then the accordion come. This is the God provide this instrument to me or what? And then I thought I just play a little bit. And just that song, and then the Khmer Rouge come right away, and then they said, hey, who touched my accordion?
Duran says the soldier told him to keep playing, and at the end gave him that accordion. The Khmer Rouge let him play. The music drew people from neighboring camps. Children came, and then other musicians. The Khmer Rouge gave them instruments so they could play for festivals that glorified the new regime.
Every kid, all the adult people, they come to see me. That's I become famous in that time. Famous in the hell time, and the person said, ooh, you play that? I know how to play draw. That's a Cambodian violin. And another one, they said, yeah, I know how to play take, flute, and then chapai, that's mean guitar. And then I said, well, I get together. And then also Mr. Swai Song U, he's a famous songwriter. And yeah, he played mandolin, and then he died. They killed him.
The Khmer Rouge didn't need any reason to kill. Each day after a meager meal of rice, Duran would play his accordion and wonder if any of his family was still alive. He continued working and starving until January 7, 1979, when the Cambodian leader Pol Pot fled the country to escape a military offensive from Vietnam. Pol Pot also left 3 million of his people dead and 4 million starving. The Khmer Rouge soldiers just said, go home. Duran walked the long road to his family home. All that was left was a gatepost, the cement steps, and one older brother. He points to a photo of his 11 family members posing on the steps.
When I go there, I just heard that pose and then I cry. I just see the pose, but I didn't see my family. They still have a step, go the pose, and my brother, that's all. See this picture? All my family, all of them were killed.
Duran lived under the Vietnamese-installed government in Cambodia till 1984. He then escaped into Thailand and lived in a refugee camp for 4 years before coming to America. Duran says when he gets together with his Cambodian musician friends, they rarely talk about what he calls the hell time.
If you ask them why you don't want to talk about that, they said too much suffering. That's more than enough for them. They don't want to share with you because they don't want you to suffer like them. So that's why even my own story, I don't want to tell you to make you suffer. When you say one word, how do you survive? Several civil wars and killing field and minefield and refugee camp and here, I'm here. Across everything, I cannot believe how can I survive. But I'm here and I'm still there on.
The profile of Duran Cravan was produced by Dime Roberts for the Crossing East Asian American History series. For more information about Music Through the Dark, the book, or the CD, go to npr.org.